KPIX Bay Area Studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
More than 1,000 Bay Area teachers tell administrators they're not returning to the classroom until they feel safe.
A top Santa Clara County health official warns COVID-19 could spread like wildfire in just weeks. How he says the state could step in.
The governor announces a plan to release 8,000 inmates statewide because of COVID-19. How many will be from here at San Quentin and who will be released?
It is just about 6 a.m. on this Saturday, July 11th. Good morning. I'm Devin Feely. Emily Turner has the morning off. Let's start this morning with a check of our weather with Darren in the Weather Center.
Devin, sometimes the camera views from the top of the Salesforce Tower just look exceptionally pretty. They always look good. But this morning, they look exceptional. The one behind you, for starters, but the one looking east at sunrise, perfect timing. Sunrise officially happening at 5:58 this morning. Here we are at 6:01, and look at that view on your screen right now as the sun just pierced the East Bay Hills. A couple of other views on that. That's looking north over Alcatraz and up into Marin, and that's the scene looking west. No marine layer out there this morning. We've got relatively clear skies for everybody, and the temperatures range anywhere from a cool 50 in Santa Rosa to a warm 60 in San Jose. All right, here are your headlines on today. We're going to do 100-degree heat inland, specifically inland Contra Costa and Alameda counties. I'm going to show you those numbers in a second. It's pretty much just as hot today inland as it was yesterday. But if you're near the coast, we've got just enough of an onshore flow that we're going to keep things pretty much right where they should be for this time of year. We're going to have daytime highs in the upper 60s in the city and in the mid-70s for much of the bay. So this is not an equal day. Temperature-wise, across the Bay Area, there is a cool-down coming for inland locations on Monday. I'll show that to you in a bit. There are your daytime highs. Concord, you're going to 96. San Jose hits 87. We'll go to 93 in Santa Rosa. Be back in a bit. Devin, back over to you.
Santa Clara County has reversed course. It's canceled an order that would have allowed indoor gatherings starting on Monday. The chief executive for the county, who also happens to be a medical doctor, says indoor gatherings should be banned statewide. He tells KPIX5's Maria Medina that the state's current approach just isn't working.
And that clearly hasn't worked.
Santa Clara County Executive Officer Dr. Jeff Smith says the state's approach to leave every county to decide what's best for them is failing.
So we really need the state to uniformly do something dramatic to stop the spread.
Smith believes if the state doesn't step in soon, California is only 4 to 5 weeks away from the virus spreading uncontrollably.
Completely out of control, spreading like wildfire.
Dr. Smith's prediction comes as Santa Clara County moves further into stage two of reopening its economy starting Monday.
Excited to be around the people again.
Which includes fitness studios and gyms.
Safety is going to be our primary concern to get things going. There's no doubt about that. We get it. Face masks, social distancing, disinfecting.
While Scott Howell, the founder and owner of Red Dot Fitness in San Jose, is making sure he'll be able to follow all of the county's guidelines in order to reopen, he says Smith's message paints a picture.
What it shows to me is that there's as much anxiety at our official level as there is in the community level. And I get it, but at the same time, we need leadership that's going to make a solid, clear decision.
Dr. Smith says county leaders have reached out to state officials to suggest a more universal risk reduction plan that would impact everyone. However,
at this point, I think they've made it clear they're not interested in that right now. Hopefully, they'll get interested very soon.
Hopefully, before it's too late.
Hopefully, before it's too late.
That was Maria Medina reporting. Now, Dr. Smith says that indoor gatherings like council meetings and town halls should be canceled. More than 1,400 San Jose Unified teachers have signed a letter saying they will not return to the classroom for the start of the school year. They cite spikes in coronavirus cases. Now, in the letter, the teachers say, quote, over the last 2 weeks, as our leaders have talked with teachers about reopening, one theme recurs in every conversation. Teachers do not feel that it is safe to return to teaching, and in large majority, they are unwilling to do so at this time. In Oakland, the district has released its plan for the new school year. It's going to start with virtual learning, but a hybrid model that includes in-person learning could begin soon after. KPIX5's Betty Yu has more on the district's plan and the immediate pushback.
The first day of school will look anything but traditional this year.
The Oakland Unified School District plans to begin instruction online for 4 weeks. In that time, schools should be geared up to implement COVID-19 safety plans. Then the district intends to introduce phases of blended learning, which includes in-person teaching and some online learning.
This decision was not an easy one to make, as there are differing needs for returning to class within our families and our staff. Many of our families told us they don't feel comfortable with their students returning to class. Many others said they want their students back in class.
Special education teacher Mark Ergood does not want to see his students back in the classroom.
I am not confident to be there with any kind of hybrid model. As long as you have contact in an institutional setting, you're having spread of COVID-19. We have to know where the virus is. We have to do mass testing and tracing as the first step.
The district says the timing of the transition will depend on science and safety. A district-wide survey in May found that 40% of families surveyed preferred all learning to be virtual. 55% liked a hybrid option, a half day in school and a half day of remote learning. The civil and immigrant rights group By Any Means Necessary is fighting for free testing.
Our communities here in Oakland, are disproportionately Black, Latino, immigrant, Arab, Asian, and have had to endure the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Dr. Harvey Fineberg is chair of a new committee formed by the White House in response to the crisis.
The most important thing we can do to make our schools safer is to reduce the presence of the virus in our communities.
That was Betty Yu reporting. The plan is still not a done deal. On Monday, Oakland Unified will hold a virtual town hall meeting to get feedback from family and staff about the guidelines and the plans. In San Francisco, SF Unified is recommending that city schools start in the fall with distance learning for most students. The plan is to open gradually with a mix of online and in-person learning. The final decision is expected on July 28th. That's 3 weeks before classes are set to start. For all of the latest information on school reopenings in the Bay Area, check out a special section on our website at kpix.com/backtoschool. Sonoma is the latest Bay Area county to be added to the state's COVID-19 watch list due to a spike in the infection rate. That will likely mean the new restrictions on indoor businesses coming next week. Here's a look at the Bay Area counties now on that watch list: Contra Costa, Marin, Napa, Solano, and Sonoma. In all, 30 counties are now on that list, more than half of the state's 58 counties. Coronavirus testing in California has ramped up, but so have wait times. More than 5 million California COVID-19 tests have been processed. Nearly 300,000 have come back positive. The spike in cases across the country has strained testing capacity. According to Kaiser, resources are stretched thin, and turnaround times for results have doubled at some labs. But public health officials say that shouldn't discourage you from getting tested.
My daughter plans to come visit us, and I thought it was best for us to be tested before she makes the decision to come visit us.
This pandemic, I just definitely want to, once again, keep myself and the people around me safe. I'm coming to live with about 8 other people right now.
In Santa Clara County, nearly 250,000 tests have been completed. The county is opening 2 more free testing sites next week, one in San Jose and the other in Gilroy. Governor Gavin Newsom has announced that roughly 8,000 prisoners will be released to try to contain the COVID-19 outbreak at California state prisons. But is it too little too late? KPIX5's Andrea Nakano reports from San Quentin. That's the site of the largest outbreak.
Those who have been advocating for early release say this is a step in the right direction, but only 100 or so inmates will be released from San Quentin.
It's been clear to all of us in the community surrounding the prison that this was a disaster that really needed attention.
Jacques Verdan is the founder of Guiding Rage into Power to help San Quentin inmates transition to life on the outside.
Last week I went to the board and I was found suitable for release.
In the last 8 years, GRIP has had 913 graduates. 321 of them have been released.
Only one has come back. Only one.
But as the governor announces the release of roughly 8,000 inmates statewide, not one GRIP graduate has been granted early release at this point. It does include low-level offenders with 180 days or less to serve in their sentence, and those who are at risk of COVID-related complications.
We're evaluating every prisoner for release, that they are on a pathway to rehabilitation, that they are nonviolent, non-sex offender, non-serious offenders, that they have a place to go.
Assemblyman Mark Levine, whose district covers Marin County, feels it took too long for the governor to take action, especially at San Quentin, where more than 1,600 inmates have been infected with coronavirus.
Infection surged back in April, so this is very late. It's coming to this, but it's something that must be done.
Those who have connections to inmates serving at San Quentin agree many describe dire conditions with inadequate medical care.
One of my dearest friends, a mentor of mine, is on a ventilator right now.
Some of the inmates may already have the virus at the time of release and will be quarantined. While that raises concern for community spread, state lawmakers say an outbreak can't be contained within prison walls.
Our prison system is not hermetically sealed from the community. If we have a massive outbreak of COVID-19 in our prisons, that will absolutely spread into the community at large.
At San Quentin, Andrea Nakano, KPIX 5.
Now, most of the 8,000 inmates are expected to be released by the end of August, but the timing of some of those releases may stretch into September. President Trump has commuted the sentence of his longtime friend and political ally, Roger Stone. Last night's move came a few days before Stone was scheduled to report to prison. More from CBS reporter Skylar Henry.
President Trump signed an executive grant of clemency for Roger Stone. Before Stone's sentence was commuted late Friday, he was scheduled to report to prison Tuesday for a 40-month term. In a statement announcing the move, the White House called the sentence of the president's longtime political confidant unjust. Stone spoke Friday night about the president's decision to commute his sentence.
Under the terms of a commutation, I can now pursue the two appeals that I have filed of my conviction.
As President Trump left the White House on Friday, he repeated what he has said for months about his longtime friend.
I think Roger Stone was very unfairly treated.
He added, while Roger Stone was the victim of an unfair prosecution, guiltier people go unpunished.
And in the meantime, Comey and all these guys are walking around, including Biden and Obama, because we caught them spying on my campaign.
Stone was convicted last year of 7 felonies, including obstruction, witness tampering, and lying to Congress. Charges related to the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election.
I feel good. It's a nice day.
Even as the president criticized the prosecution, Attorney General William Barr said it was fair and the 40-month prison sentence was appropriate. But a federal prosecutor who helped convict Stone says the opposite, that there was pressure from the highest levels of the Justice Department to go easy.
He received breaks that are, in my experience, unheard of.
After his arrest last year, Stone described the prosecution as politically motivated and said he would stand by the president.
I think he is doing a great job of making America great again.
Skylar Henry, CBS News, Washington.
Now, earlier on Friday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reacted to reports the president was about to grant clemency to Stone.
I'm recommending that we pass a law that presidents cannot issue a pardon if the crime that the person is in jail for is one that caused by protecting the president, which this was.
It's appalling.
Last night, in a written statement, the White House denounced what it described as overzealous prosecutors who convicted Stone on, quote, process-based charges.